Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y-N-A-N-N, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, 1164. Today's 3/14/2024. This is a 60-year-old woman, lives by herself. She's single. She has one child. She does smoke. She does drink, but not on a regular basis, period. In paragraph, she was originally born in Galveston, Texas, then moved to Hitchcock, H-I-C-H-C-O-C-C-O-K, where she went to school, did some secretarial work, and became a buyer for a hospital group, period. She currently suffers from hypertension, diabetes, COPD, asthma, chronic sinusitis, and chronic nerve pain, period. New paragraph, her previous surgeries include left ankle surgery times two because of a fracture dislocation, dislocated fib related to an MBA, a metal plate in place, C-section, and a Bartholin cyst. COVID immunizations, up-to-date medication, metformin, 500 milligram BID, hydroxyzine, 25 milligram PRN for anxiety. Hydroxyzine. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Neurontin, 300 milligram BID. Prilosec, 40 milligram a day. MVI, once a day. Flexeril, 10 milligram PRN. Atrovastatin, 40 milligram a day. Claritin and Flonase on a PRN basis. Review of system. Patient has shortness of breath. She uses an inhaler. She doesn't have oxygen. Her QSAT stable. She does have some cough congestion because of chronic sputum production. No hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, or convulsion. Has had decreased appetite and decreased weight as well. Family history. Dad died of diabetes. Had multiple amputations. Peripheral vascular disease. Stroke and heart attacks were his cause of death. Mom died when patient was only 4 months old. Patient with alert, awake, keen of distress, great historian, 142 over 91, 67, 96%, 18. Heart positive, swim positive, with your lungs, your bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no sexual slight JDD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows 1+ edema. Assessment, number one, hypertension. Controlled, number two, diabetes. Patient tells me that she checks her blood sugar normally and is pretty well controlled. Next number, COPD. This is a good reason to stop smoking. She uses an inhaler. She still has shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance. Next number is chronic sinusitis. Next number is asthma. Next number is neuropathy and radiculopathy related to sciatica. Uses Flexeril and Neurontin for pain, for help, to help with pain. Patient definitely needs better pain regimen to help her with the pain and discomfort that she experiences every day. Thank you. So next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is muscle spasm. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is anxiety on hydroxyzine. Thank you.